It's 12 o'clock, Newfoundland Daylight Savings Time. Stay tuned for The Great Eastern with Paul Moth. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on The Great Eastern.
Paris is to Jack in the Box as Pump House is to
Dr. Faust's Smell of History.
I was taught the old math through book bashing, and it served me well.
Sleep tight, and hey, think of Newfoundland.
Canada, you are there. I am here. It is time. On today's show, bending the minds of our children, scratching a grade 7 itch, a punch-up at the Cappahaden Literary Colony, and dicing with DNA puts the bite on radio. All this for you, with me, on The Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine. Welcome back, Canada. Listeners to last week's program will no doubt remember a spirited visit from local trivia savant Rock Hiscock. Where to start? In response to a query about BCN's poor showing in the media race at this year's Royal St. John's Regatta, Rock offered a speculation or theory, perhaps dressed up as fact, explaining the CBC's perennial dominance on the pond. As a result of Rock's comments, this station is obliged to issue the following clarification. There is no evidence that the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation has been involved in the genetic engineering of so-called superhosts. There is, to our knowledge, no broadcaster breeding facility in the Muskoka region of Ontario. Thus, a surprise budget shortfall at CBC Radio can in no way be attributed to the misappropriation of some $3 million by a shady project leader identified by Rock only as the Sub-Wizard. L. Ron Hubbard was not the originator of the slogan Classics and Beyond. Coded messages are not, I repeat, are not broadcast on the CBC radio program The Transcontinental. That fluorine in solution is an agent of hypnozombification remains in contention and is not, as stated by Mr. Hiscock, a well-established fact. Junior Achievers are an organization dedicated to promoting entrepreneurial skills in young people and not, as Mr. Hiscock suggested, is something else altogether. The Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland apologizes to that most august body, the Royal St. John's Regatta Committee, to Seba Geigy, to management at CBC Radio, to the Department of Tourism, Government of Ontario, to the Church of Scientology, to Otto Lowy, to the Canadian Dental Association, and Junior Achievement of Canada for these errors and any inconvenience they may have caused. Now, since we didn't get to it last week, here's Ulrika Lindholm with Into modo och trogar och friar.
Inte modo tror jag går och friar, fast jag fjäskar lite smått för dig. Inte modo tror jag går och friar, fast jag fjäskar lite smått för dig. Nej, mina vägar går till andra byar, där är den som jag tycker om. Nej, mina vägar går till andra byar, där är den som jag tycker om. Tycker om sen faller aldrig av, tycker om sen faller aldrig av, tycker om sen, tycker om sen, tycker, tycker, tycker om sen.
Get down beneath the BCN building to the sturdy foundations, the unmovable stones and mortar that house the wire, lacquer, and acetate tape records of the station's business. The BCN archive, the vault, and here he is, Time's gatekeeper, my boss, director of radio, Ish Lundrigan.
Paul.
A new season of CBC Carriage dawns.
We're back on in Canada.
Indeed.
The summer passes so quickly. Hello, bonjour.
Now, I see that you've a tape queued up. What ancient shocker awaits?
A curiosity from Newfoundland's rich pedagogical history.
Education.
thrill a minute.
Proceed.
You see, back before streaming and child-centered learning and Yamaha method, back when teachers had an uncompromising, hard-line approach to learning...
Now, they may have gone a bit far in some things, but I think there have been real advances made in education, certainly since my time. I had one teacher who truly believed that the information in a book could be passed to the brain of students through physical application.
I was taught the old math through book-bashing, and it served me well. Anyway, you're fooling up the segment. Now, back to the tape.
It is?
Winston Pilgrim, reporting from the old Newfoundland Eugenics Institute at Howley, 1959.
No.
Spare us the theatrics, Paul. Listen.
This sprawling 12-acre site, with its modern new facilities, will raise a generation of Newfoundlander from birth through high school. And only Newfoundlanders with superior genes are allowed to provide the raw material for this well-born, smarter, stronger, and faster citizen. Potential donors are given skill testing questions.
Paris is to Jack in the Box as Pump House is to...
Wax Museum?
But few will qualify. Once the best subjects are selected, they are paired off and sent to the charming cabins in a secluded wood near the facility. Sleep tight, and hey, think of Newfoundland. By daybreak, the spawning of a new generation is underway.
What are you doing, Paul?
I can't listen to that. It's sick. The moral and the ethical questions that arise, let alone those of good taste.
Oh, we've done well without, have we?
You're not putting Newfoundland's problems down to bad genes.
If you ran a dairy farm like they've run this province, well, sir, you'd have very little butter.
Well, I, for one, am glad the project was shut down.
The kids were... Well, listen.
He looked like a pack of Irish revolutionaries.
The learning never stops for these youngsters. As they sleep, tapes are played, filling the nursery area with the dulcet tones of Don Jameson as he reads from the Encyclopedia Britannica. And, after a nutritionally sound breakfast, the kids are off to instruction. Ah, here's a little boy of two who is already reading. Oh, and this strapping young fellow amuses himself with sums. Hello there, young fellow, what are you?
So, you see...
Just a second, what was that?
What?
Let the tape roll.
Look, the point is...
No, Wish, come on.
No, well,
come on, roll it.
Oh, all right.
Get him off me! What happened to Wince?
They bit him? The first batch, I guess you'd call them, they had a problem with biting. And, well, once they got a taste for human flesh...
How did they deal with them?
They were shipped out to various families across the country and down to the States.
The States?
There were more trouble when they were together. It didn't end badly. Some grew into contributing citizens. Two of them ended up in Mike Harris's cabinet up in Ontario, and young McGuire's doing well for himself in athletics.
All of them come to such happy ends?
I'm not sure they were all accounted for.
Oh, you mean there
no,
could be...
No, not to worry, Paul. We're safe down here. In the vault.
Come on, kids! School... What do you want to go to school for? Come on up Gander Bay Way. Come on up to Uncle Jack's Shack.
Now today, class, we're going to snare a moose.
It's fun for the whole family.
M-O-S.
The fur's flying, and Warden Coombs is in hot pursuit.
Jack, Patrick, please report to the warden's office.
Uh-oh. Run, Fredisa. They'll teach you, Warden.
Every Saturday at 1, Uncle Jack's Shack, only on BCN.
She's back from a wild summer vacation, rested and ready for another season of Wordworks. Our mistress of the literary beat, Kathleen Hanrahan.
Well, hardly rested, Paul. This summer was one of the
most... Yes, I heard there was an incident at the Capahaden Literary Colony.
Well, not the idyll I imagined it would be, Paul.
Don't say I didn't warn you.
You did.
You put a bunch of writers up in some huts out in the woods and expect they'll use the solitude to scribble out the great Newfoundland novel.
Well, yes, and of course, in the end...
Don't tell me. They spend the whole time drinking and having tawdry affairs.
Mm-hmm.
Petty professional jealousies come to the fore.
Mm-hmm.
Things are said that shouldn't be said. Then there's pushing and shoving.
And fisticuffs.
Same old, same old.
One of them left the colony and went into the woods. I heard she's living up there like an animal.
I've always said writers should be approached with the same caution one would a vicious dog. Anyway, you have books.
A bit of a departure today, Paul. New books in this province's now secular curriculum.
School books?
Yes.
Oh.
This first text is for primary school kids, grade 2, I think.
Subject?
Oh, there's no more subjects, Paul.
Why am I not surprised? I suppose it's all touchy-feely. All children are good children. Learn at your own rate.
No, it's all subjects. The new omni-curriculum. This book's a terrific example. Dr. Fausti's Smell of History. It's a series of historical tableaux.
Yeah, here's Smallwood surrendering to the Canadians at Ottawa. Mm-hmm. The fall of Bebopalula. Nixon on the moon. Seems like your standard history primer, Kathleen. What's so omni about this?
Oh, look, stop there. Uh-huh. That's an example there.
Sir John Franklin's party at King William Island.
Right, now, just scratch the area around the campfire.
Yes?
Now smell.
Soot and smoke. Wow.
It's scratch and sniff.
Amazing.
And in this instance, it leads to... Just let me check the workbook. A chemistry lesson on combustion.
Pipe tobacco? Pickled meat? This is good. Oh, gangrene. Smell.
Oh, yuck, no. Oh, Paul, get that away from me.
Don't be so stuck up, Kathleen. Go on, have a whiff. Okay. Alex, stockbroker, jumping from building, New York City, October 1929. I'd recognize that smell anywhere. That's fear.
And in the workbook... There's a lesson in economics with a mathematical explanation for the crash. Oh, you're doing a problem, I say.
Yeah, well, I'm on the pension fund committee and... wait a second. That can't be right. Well, I'm sure that the markets have safeguards built in these days. So, what's next now? I see you've got a lovely new computer rigged up here in the studio.
Yes. Next is an interactive CD-ROM for kids called The Wonderful World of Windows. It's a revolutionary new software package that teaches kids in the 7 to 9-year-old range about computers and computer animation, even as they learn to perfect reading skills.
Someone's been reading too much publicity material.
No, Paul. It's hard not to like The Wonderful World of Windows. Huh? Microsoft has donated a copy free to every elementary school in the province.
Well, no.
Let's just boot up.
I wonder where that expression came from.
Bootstrapping.
Oh, boy, I love booting up.
Call it up.
Okay. Let's see. Well, looks like a group of kids in Benetton colors welcoming me to the wonderful world of Windows TM. Hi, multicultural kids. This is nice. So, what's the drill here, Kathleen?
Well, the kids live in an idyllic land where all wishes come true. But...
Oh, don't tell me.
Yes. The wonderful world of Windows is threatened by a cunning virus villain called Netscaper, and by a Java snake who offers a poison apple to the kids, and by a mean policeman who makes rules that ruin everyone's fun. So the kids spend the year learning to outwit the villains and erase all the bad things from the wonderful world of Windows.
That's great. Say what you will about Bill Gates. He certainly is magnanimous.
Uh-huh.
He gave me my operating system. Thanks for coming in today, Kathleen. Kathleen Hanrahan is host of her own BCN book show, Her Nibs.
Sundays at 8.
Great to have you back.
Hello, I'm Rita Malloy with some BCN community announcements. The Suicide Prevention Hotline wishes to inform the public that the summer holidays are over, so the line is again available. Why not give them a call? The city's engineering division wishes to notify residents in the higher levels in Rabbittown areas that this Wednesday at noon, they will be conducting a controlled high-pressure capacity analysis of mains. The release of vapor into the system will be signaled by 3 gunshots. The civil defense klaxon will sound the all clear. Residents are advised to exercise extreme caution. Giga Morandi's galore at Vintage Appliances of Newfoundland. Articles available for purchase or swap this week include a 1953 Porter Borg radium weeder, a single-stroke diesel Krupps automall, and an extremely rare 1942 Sopwith Korean gas biscuiter. Those are some announcements. You're listening to BCN, serving the community for over 60 years.
What in the world is all that racket? Yes, it's time once more to play the most popular game show in the North Atlantic, What's That Noise from Newfoundland? Our game is profound in its simplicity. We play a real noise recorded somewhere in Newfoundland. You write us with your guess at what that sound is. We put all the guesses we receive in an old Royal Mail mailbag, and every week we pull out one entry. And the person who correctly identifies the sound receives a lovely souvenir from the BCN kiosk here in our lobby, and then we do it all over again. Now, all entries and submissions become the property of the BCN, and the decision of our judge, Engineer Hollis Duffett, is final. Okay, first show back in the big country, an Icelandic winner last week. We have a clean slate, no old noise to deal with. Let's start the ball rolling with a brand new vibration. I'll give you the contest address in a moment, but first, Hollis Duffett, noise knob twirler, twirl your noisy knob. And Judge Hollis Duffett informs me that in this particular instance, not only do you need to identify the sound, but you must also tell us where the sound occurs. Now, if you have that information, write us at the What's That Noise from Newfoundland contest, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, A1C, 1H5. We also accept electronic entries via email, and that address is greatEastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. Please, take this as an invitation to flood us with your solutions. Ron Hines, Newfoundland's premier songwriter, has a new album on the market, Standing in Line in the Rain. Here's Native Side.
Now I was born, as folks will say, house out around the bay. That's my story, son. My bloodline's genuine. My accent upholds my claim. But I'm just a throwback, halfway to town. I'm a broken or against the tide. I'm just a pasty face, white payment from Kilbride. Step on my native side. Ooh. Ooh. Out here you go up strange and wild. You get molested as a child. And you bury all that pain. You erase that stain with what passes for a smile. Till you finally break out with that angry stride. Crush the past with all your might. I'm just a pasty face, white bayman from Kilbride. Don't step on my native side. Saints preserve, lose every ounce of nerve, prime for the martyr pool. And you can fall back, take it all in stride. Then you got to sleep at night. I'm just a pasty face, white layman from Kilbride. Don't step on my native side.
It is dread September. The sun departs. We witness the death of nature. School begins. To mark the return to books, your humble host was the guest on BCN's morning show, Day In, Day Out, this Friday. I took the morning show co-host Heather Swift back to my alma mater, St. Matthew's College.
Well, here it is, Paul, your old school.
Ah, St. Matthew's College. Standard Catholic brainwashing experiment. Sexual repression, brutal corporal punishment, dress up. You know the drill.
It was run by a little-known sect, though, wasn't it?
Yes, a brazier order. The Brothers of the Grey Briquette. They're a grilling congregation.
A grilling order?
No, they were originally grillers of meat for the Avignon popes. But when they came back under the influence of Rome, they were tasked with the education of heathens. But because of their origins in grilling, they were excused from the encomium to eat fish on Friday.
You ate meat on Friday?
Well, it looked like meat. God, look, some things never change. Look at that, eh? The boys hanging around for a smoke.
Hurry up, boys!
Fight me, Tops!
Produce it!
Ah, the brutality, the institutionalized humiliation, and still there are things you miss.
To the root, boy!
Oh, wow, here we are. Still got the moat.
Mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima culpa!
Watch out for the drawbridge, Heather. Now, Heather, there's definitely something I've got to show you down here by the trophy case. Oh, they must have moved them.
Your name on any of these trophies?
Oh, probably. Yeah, there.
Cross-country bowling.
Yeah, the 10K was my game. And here?
The Aramaic Debating Society. I understand Latin played a big part in education at St. Matthew's.
Well, the first 4 years I was here, classes were entirely in Latin.
So you spoke Latin?
No.
Oh.
Well, it was a problem for most of the kids.
Does the school look the same, Paul?
Pretty much. My classroom was down here.
Jim Brown and Tom Jokinen, please report to the vice principal's office.
There's the tiger cage. I wonder where they moved him. I really wanted to show you. Here we are, room A13. This is it, Heather. It's empty. Now, I sat down in the back there with Jer Cadigan and Bill Murphy. Jer's therapy has been fabulous, and he doesn't have the flashbacks anymore.
Nothing to do with the school here.
Oh, yeah, everything. He was made to wear a dunce cap from 1962 through 65. It really messed him up. Bill dealt with it in other ways.
How so?
He poisoned our math teacher, Brother O'Gorman. Oh, ouch, the library. Let's keep moving. I still got some books out. Now, all the students' clubs were down here. They were moved after the brothers found the radioactive sodium in the walls. The Drama Society, you know what that means, Heather. 4-H, yearbook there, photography club. Those guys one time. Forget it. And, here it is. Reach for the top.
Were you on the team?
Oh, yeah. We got as far as the finals. Us up on the top level against Sacred Lady of the Vote of Wimple High. That's the big girls' school, of course, here in town. They were down below. It was close. We were down to the short snappers. But, you know, St. Matthew's being an all-boys school, we didn't see a lot of girls. And, well, they, you know, were where I was sitting on the upper level. If you look down, the tunics were, you understand, they had it planned, cunning temptresses. Well, let me just say that Bruce Whiffen, who was the guy sitting to my right, his hand wasn't even on the buzzer. Ah, this is what I wanted to show you.
Oh, my.
It's Brother Brandauer, my biology teacher. He donated his body to the school. They put him in the jar and floated him in formaldehyde back when I was in grade 9. Oh, the air must have gotten in at him.
So, good memories?
Well, if you could characterize waking in the middle of the night, covered in sweat, screaming for mercy, good. Yeah. One thing before we go, Heather.
Run, Heather, run!
The Great Eastern, great radio, coast to coast in Newfoundland, on the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, BCN, 520 on the long wave.
The past 6 years have seen us make Reykjavik our home for a festive Last Saturday in August in Iceland live broadcast. This summer, with renovations closing down most of the studios in the BCN building, we embarked on a full-scale, all-inclusive, travelling Great Eastern Roadshow, stopping in 12 delightful Icelandic towns. As in the past, the fresh, apple-cheeked people of that ancient and storied island endeared themselves to us with their public-spirited toil and intense revelry. Heroic Iceland, married to the broadcasts of the BCN through an electronic twist of geophysical fate that results in our signal tunnel-jumping and wave-warping its way to curious listeners on a distant island. It's another unlikely encounter in the strange tale of 20th-century communication, a vast and complex saga of nautical machines and cables and electronic pulses crisscrossing North Atlantic islands. As became evident on our journey to Iceland, if the solar winds are just so, our signal reaches farther than we had imagined. A big Manx hello! Come in, Cape Verde! Allo, Azores and the Orkneys! And greetings to Sark! Tune in from the Funks to Madeira to Jan Mayen, from our islands to yours. Salutations to these and all our listeners of the great North Atlantic. There exists a deep subwoofer connection between and amongst islands and islanders, a voodoo, a vugum, always eerily telepathic, sometimes mythical, sometimes mystical, something we all feel, something none of us can or would define or categorize, palpable yet not. We share an ingenuity and persistence in the face of mental and physical conditions that temper our spirits into resilient yet solid and stolid stuff. Islanders, unique and individual. And after all, isn't every man an island? So come on, everybody, let's share even more. Let's share the Great Eastern. Great Eastern steams into your port every week at this time, live from the Old Town Studios of the BCN. Halla Stoffit is chief engineer, and Ish Lundrigan is the director of radio. Write us at 342 Dockworth Street, St. John's, A1C1H5, or electronically at greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. Visit our homepage, www.greateastern.cbc.ca. It has history, bios, photos, and sound. The Great Eastern is rebroadcast every Saturday evening on Radio 2 of the CBC service and on the shortwave service of Radio Canada International. My name is Paul Moth. Join me again next week for The Great Eastern. It's Newfoundland's cultural magazine.
Hi, I'm Interim Weather Watchdog Cindy LeGros with your Traffic Alert. Traffic Alert is brought to you by Furlong Confections. Whether it's bullseye, peppermint, or molasses, enjoy a Furlong knob today. First, I want to let listeners know that yours truly will be lending a hand tomorrow at the annual Kids Help Car Wash. That's all day tomorrow in the parking lot of the Osborne Mall. Last year, they raised over $10,000. How about we do a little better this year? See you there. In traffic, the Crosstown Arterial is experiencing no congestion today. Way to go, everybody. And remember, be courteous, be kind. You never know who's behind. Now, stay tuned for Look It's.